We have one more question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, and it's another very good question. Did Adam and Eve go to heaven versus going to hell for their sin? That is a very interesting question. While the Bible doesn't specifically say that Adam and Eve were saved, there is enough biblical evidence to say that they were saved and went to heaven. Of course, the sin that Adam and Eve committed was the serious sin of disobedience to God. The Bible is clear in telling us that sin entered into the world by this very act. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Before creating Eve, the Lord told Adam of the consequences of eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil after he told them not to eat of it. Genesis 2:16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." So, did Adam and Eve find forgiveness and a restored relationship with the Lord after their fall? Scripture shows us that Adam and Eve acted in faith and enjoyed the Lord's blessings after they sinned. Let's read Genesis 3:20 and 21. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them." Notice that it was after their sin that Eve received her name. Eve means the mother of all living, which is an indication of life, not death. Notice too that Adam and Eve accepted the coats of skin the Lord prepared for them and clothed them in. The coats of skin represent the Lord Jesus, even as these animals had to die so that Adam and Eve could have a covering for their sins. The Lord Jesus died to take our sins away. In Genesis 4:1 we read, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." Here, Eve acknowledges that her son was a gift from the Lord. And now let's read Genesis 4:3 and 4. "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering." Most of us know the story of how that the Lord refused Cain's sacrifice but accepted Abel's. We must wonder then, how did Cain and Abel know they were supposed to sacrifice to the Lord? Obviously, Adam taught his sons that sacrifice to the Lord was proper. He must have taught his sons that the Lord was worthy of sacrifice. From the very beginning, salvation has always come by faith. We see in Adam and Eve a life of faith after their fall in the garden. We are safe in assuming that this faith was accepted by the Lord, and Adam and Eve are to be counted among those that trusted in the Lord.